is Thursday, March 11th. Sorry for that shitty quality podcast the other day. I forgot that there's still some flaws to this app. Hold on, I'm trying to get on the road here. But yeah, did I give up the date? March 11th, Thursday. How is everybody doing? Sorry, I've been super busy lately. I'm so tired of my job, to be honest. I don't think I can understate it. Anything I try to do, I just get effed over. I hate working with certain personality traits and certain generations. I guess you can just cut it down to that, because we just work on a different plane, right? It's not, you can't have a goal-oriented team, because there's so much that differentiates between the generations, right? Like, you can have, in basketball, right? You have old heads, but it's because of how, it's not necessarily that they're athletic. They could probably still score, they can still rebound, they can still do, produce stats, but maybe not as efficiently as a 22-year-old or a 26-year-old or a 30-year-old. But you still want to get the Vince Carters, the Tracy McGrady's. Try to think, who's still out there right now. Richard Jefferson was a good example a few years ago. Really can't come up, Marc Gasol, I guess. You have these people that you bring on your team because they bring knowledge, they have a lot of experience, and they want to give back, they want to help younger players, so the best example, Carmelo Anthony, people were giving him a lot of shit because, they saw him as a ball hog, and he was, going to all these teams and just underproducing and this and that, but then now he's beloved because you can see that he's trying to give back to his community, trying to give back to the younger generations, to younger players. And holy crap, dude, every single day that I've gone to work these last 2 weeks, I've seen, and I've gone to different routes, and every single time I've seen cops, and I haven't, it's been a while since I've seen that, just cops with speedometers trying to catch people on speed traps. Actually, that brings up another thing I want to talk about. So on Monday, I went out and I requested the day off, even though people still blew me up and still put me out of my mood. But either way, I was able to go down to a shelter down in about 45 minutes away from Salt Lake. And I picked up a doggo from the shelter, I don't know what to call him. I kind of got forced into calling him Dex, but I don't know, it's just not sticking. But we'll see how it goes. But yeah, he's such a cute dog. I think he's a Portuguese, mix. Pekingese. Can't really say it, but that's what they think it is. I really want to get a test, but I don't want to spend $170 for a test. to know what breed and whatnot is, but he's so cute. I don't know if he's a special boy. Well, there you go. But yeah, I don't know. I'm happy. I'm, you know, even though this fucking job, you know, is kind of pulling me to shreds. Things generally are getting better, you know, and I can see the light at the end of the tunnel, you know, getting closer and closer. I just got to get myself in a better mood, better health, and good things will come. But on another point, I want to talk about your son, Ilya Slovia. You know, oh man, I wanted, you know, and I've been, there's been a lot of things that came up this week that I've wanted to make videos on, but just didn't have the time or the motivation, you know, to do anything these last couple days, weeks, whatever. But yeah, I don't know, I'm gonna, I had an idea a while back to do, should the Jazz sign Ersan Ilyasova video, and I just kind of want to point to the fact that he was like a 37-year-old or something like that, that is, written, you know, that says he's 35. You know, I don't know if you guys heard that conspiracy before, but I think he would have been, I was thinking he would be a great fit, you know, just thinking outside the box, knowing that the Jazz are never the go-to destination for, you know, the big-name free agents. You know, Kevin Love, he's going to get bought out. I don't know if he'd go to the Jazz, you know, that'd be gnarling. I knew Blake Griffin was going to, you know, and I actually called it a while back. I even posted on a few comments in on some YouTube pages. I was like, you know, Blake Griffin's going to get bought out, and he's going to go to the Brooklyn Nets. And lo and behold, it happened. And the funny thing about it was, yeah, I called it. I guess that was the funny thing about it. Oh, man. But yeah, so he's a big boy. He's gonna help guard, you know. He's a good defensive player, I guess, maybe on certain players. I don't know really, but he can spread the floor, you know, he can hit some threes, and he has some size. You know, it's the best. The Jazz were missing some guy like that, you know. We were really, really weak in the front court, but hopefully this veteran, you know, unlike my team, this veteran might be able to be a positive contributor to a certain extent. I don't, you know, I really have not much of opinion right now, just because I haven't really been enveloped in the NBA lately, just because of how busy I've been with work and de-stressing after work, I guess. Fuck. Just I don't know. Really sick and tired of this job. Oh, I just need a change. I think I need to, you know, just force a change. So, you know, one of those big steps for me is getting DACA. You know, once I get DACA, you know, I think I'll be in a much better position to make some moves. Go ahead. Oh. Oh, this is the worst freaking stop sign I could have ever imagined. Anyways, I'm gonna get my lunch today. I'm here at the Chick-fil-A. It's the best I can do right now. There's this new shop, it's called Jersey Mike's Subs. Kind of wanted to try them, but at the same time, I just always forget they're there. And at this point, with this shitty piece of shit Chick-fil-A line, it's too late. Can't do anything about it. But yeah, what do you guys think about that sign? And who else do you guys think is gonna get treated? Holy cow, it's kind of busy. Busy. These shakes look good. I haven't had a shake in a while. Should I get a shake? You can tell I'm depressed when I'm super gluttonous, I guess. Takes me back to my teenage days. When I stopped playing basketball. Do I have anything else to say? Probably not anything nice to say. You know what they say? Whenever you have nothing else to say, better to not say anything at all. So let's call it a night. Let's call it a day. Thank you for tuning in if you did. And have a wonderful day. Toodaloo.